At 4:32, we have rain and 42 degrees. Good afternoon. I'm Michael Heplin, KUAR News. Action by former Congressman Mike Ross makes it appear more likely the Democrat will make a run for governor. Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas broke the story today about Ross.
He resigned from his government affairs post at Southwest Power Pool, where he's been just since January of this year. So I think Ross's resignation sends a very clear signal that he is planning on announcing in the very near future a run for governor in 2014. In his resignation letter today, he even said that he was going to be pursuing an opportunity, quote, for public service. So without saying the governor's race specifically, he did indicate that he is going to be doing something in the public arena. I suspect it'll be the governor's race.
Ross had said last month he was reconsidering a run after Attorney General Dustin McDaniel dropped out of the race. An Arkansas House panel today endorsed a proposal to cut taxes on manufacturers in the state. The House Revenue and Taxation Committee voted to approve the measure, sending it to the full House for consideration. The bill would reduce the sales and use taxes on natural gas and electricity used by manufacturers. The Arkansas Department of Health says it could be weeks before some Mayflower residents can return to their homes after last week's oil spill. An ExxonMobil pipeline spilled thousands of gallons of crude, and cleanup efforts continue. Ed Barham, a spokesman for the health department, said today contaminated soil must be safely removed first.
That's a physical job that involves literally scooping out tons of material to get it disposed of properly and then replacing it with clean dirt and doing landscaping that's up to what the homeowner's specifications are so that they're comfortable with it. That's going to take a long time, and it won't be something that will be possible within the next couple of weeks.
Barham says they are analyzing Environmental Protection Agency data to determine when residents can safely return. The FM 89 forecast: showers and thunderstorms are likely through Thursday. Rain will taper off Thursday evening, with sunny skies expected by Friday. Low tonight near 40, high tomorrow of 49. Right now in Little Rock, rain and 42 degrees. This is KUAR.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The Alawites of Syria were a poor, little-known minority. That is, until longtime dictator Hafez al-Assad, himself an Alawite, rose to power in 1970.
At changingpossibilities-us.com. This is NPR.
Support comes from the Arkansas Regional Organ Recovery Agency, Aurora, inviting all to learn about Arkansas's new online organ and tissue donor registry at donatelifearkansas.org. More than 117,000 Americans are waiting for organ transplants, and hundreds of these people are in Arkansas. Some spend a lifetime waiting, even though it takes just a minute to become a registered donor. Learn more about registration to become an organ and tissue donor in Arkansas at donatelifearkansas.org.
This is KUAR Little Rock, FM 89, rebroadcasting on FM 94.5, K233 AD in Monticello, and on FM 94.7, K234 AB in Forest City, and K234 AC in Batesville.
42 degrees right now in Little Rock. National Weather Service radar showing rain pretty much over the northern half of the state. We're expecting showers will continue through Thursday. You're listening to All Things Considered. It's 5 o'clock.
2012 was a year where the lowest number of polio cases were reported in the world, in the fewest districts around the world.
An update on the global campaign to eradicate polio.
It's Tuesday, April 2nd, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Also, there were over a million premature deaths in 1 year in China caused by air pollution.
There are many days where we cannot see the building across the street. It's a pea soup of pollution. That's how bad it is.
In Iran, sanctions are affecting everyday life. Inflation is at least 30%.
products ranging from food staples all the way up to locally made cars have just tripled in price over the last year.
And the latest on gun control from Connecticut and the NRA.
Those stories in this hour after the news.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The latest saber-rattling from North Korea comes in the form of a threat from that country that it will restart its long-dormant plutonium reactor.
ParkFoundation.org.
At 5:04, we have rain and 41 degrees. Good afternoon. I'm Michael Heplin, KUAR News. Governor Mike Beebe says Arkansas has gotten written approval from Washington to forge a new plan to expand health insurance in the state. KUAR's Nathan Vandifer has more.
The governor released a letter from Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius saying the state should move forward on its loose plan to expand private health insurance coverage with federal money available through the Affordable Care Act. Governor Beebe says it's a step forward.
It's a great letter. It's what we asked for. The only way that you're going to get anything final is when they see a final bill, which can't happen until we pass one here.
It will take a 75% majority of both the House and Senate to fully implement an insurance expansion. Support for the plan is growing after legislative leaders, including Speaker of the House Davy Carter, voiced support for it at the beginning of the week.
We've taken what was a horrible hand and turned it into something that the entire country is watching.
Lawmakers are working on legislation that would enable the expansion. Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News.
Investigators from the Attorney General's office will visit the site of last week's rupture of an oil pipeline tomorrow. ExxonMobil has apologized for the accident, which spilled tens of thousands of gallons of oil in a neighborhood in Mayflower. AG Dustin McDaniel says his office has launched an investigation looking into its cause and impact.
It's a tragic occurrence that's got serious impacts on our citizens and our environment, and we will have a team at the site, and the Attorney General's office will be very diligent in ensuring that both cleanup and all of our rights and remedies are accomplished.
McDaniel says his office has also told ExxonMobil to preserve all documents related to the spill. The FM 89 forecast, showers are likely to continue through Thursday, low tonight near 40, high tomorrow of 49. Right now in Little Rock, we have rain and 42 degrees.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Polio is on the verge of being wiped off the face of the earth. The count last year, just 223 cases around the world, and all of those occurred in just three countries.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
KUAR and AETN invite you to our next community cinema screening this Tuesday. The Island President, about Mohamed Nasheed of the Maldives, a nation of 1,200 low-lying islands that are sinking into the Indian Ocean. While trying to convince world leaders to halt global warming, Nasheed proposes a plan to relocate the nation's inhabitants. A discussion will follow this free screening. The Island President, Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. at Lehman Library on Orange Street in North Little Rock. More information at KUAR.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered on KUAR. Just ahead, Arkansas Republican Asa Hutchinson outlined plans today to try and protect schools from violence as part of the NRA's School Shield program. NPR will have the full story coming up in about 5 minutes. The FM 89 forecast, showers are likely through Thursday. Rain will taper off Thursday evening, with sunny skies expected Friday. Then it will warm up over the weekend, with highs getting into the mid-70s. Tonight, we're expecting an overnight low near 40, high tomorrow of 49. In Little Rock right now, rain and 41 degrees. This is KUAR, FM 89.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. In Connecticut, a bipartisan group of lawmakers has agreed on what it calls the toughest gun laws in the nation. But they're still not tough enough, say some state gun control advocates. Their concern? No outright ban on high-capacity magazines like the ones Adam Lanza used at Sandy Hook Elementary.
But here, 3 months after Sandy Hook, that's an argument Scalise has apparently lost. The legislature is expected to approve the gun bill tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Cohen in Hartford.
As Connecticut moves toward those tough new gun laws, the National Rifle Association unveiled its own plan today to make schools safer. The gun rights group had promised such a plan last December, just a week after the Newtown massacre. As NPR's Peter Overby reports, the NRA's proposal, dubbed National School Shield, would put at least one armed guard in every school.
NRA events have an atmosphere of their own. This morning, about 100 journalists and 24 cameras crammed into a meeting room in downtown Washington. And around the perimeter of the room, the NRA's security guards, at least some of them, were armed. That perimeter is a hint of what the NRA has in mind for America's schools. The head of the task force for the National School Shield Program is NRA consultant Asa Hutchinson.
If you have the firearm on the presence of someone in the school that can reduce the response time, it will save lives. That is the objective.
Hutchinson is a former congressman and head of the Drug Enforcement Administration. He said the task force worked independently of the NRA. But the recommendations match the association's agenda from last December. Don't restrict any guns. Instead, work to keep bad guys with guns out of schools. There is one big change. The task force isn't calling for armed volunteers in schools. There are too many training and liability issues, Hutchinson said. And besides,
my impression from school superintendents is they would have great reluctance. And so that's not the best solution. That's why we have shifted to school staff, trained school staff that's designated by the superintendent and the school board.
He said he hopes the School Shield program becomes a permanent operation, but it would not be cost-free. Schools would pay $800 to $1,000 to train each guard. The task force made no estimate of their year-to-year costs after that. Hutchinson said better training is urgently needed as school systems race to protect students from the threat of armed intruders.
Schools are undergoing that process all across America right now without adequate direction on what is a good training program, a model training program for armed school personnel.
The plan was endorsed by Mark Mattioli of Newtown, Connecticut. His son was killed in the shootings. He said he applauded the task force. And Hutchinson suggested that Congress might be able to unite around this, even as it debates mandatory background checks for gun buyers.
I'd really hope that when they're seeking common ground, this will be the common ground.
But there is already common ground in Connecticut, where a bipartisan coalition is pushing a bill that bans large-capacity magazines. Larry Caffaro, the House Republican leader in Connecticut, said lawmakers talked to everyone from Newtown parents to the NRA.
I think everybody had input, or at least was heard by all of us, and I think all of their views were taken into consideration when we put together this package.
Hutchinson dismissed it.
I would say it's totally inadequate.
He said that banning big magazines or assault weapons doesn't work.
It doesn't stop someone bringing in a 45 caliber firearm into the school. It doesn't stop violence in the schools.
The NRA has yet to adopt the National School Shield recommendations, and federal and state governments would have to change laws to let school staff carry guns in schools. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
I'm Stephen Cook. Arkansaser Conlon Nancarrow was born in Texarkana in 1912. Conlon Nancarrow loved music, played trumpet, studied composing, and conducted a WPA orchestra during the Depression. He fought against the fascists in the Spanish Civil War. After being denied a U.S. passport for that, he moved to Mexico and began to concentrate on his incredibly complex compositions for player pianos. It's Conlon Nancarrow on this week's Arkansongs.
Fridays at 6:40 a.m. and 6:20 p.m. on FM 89.
Support for UALR Public Radio is provided by Vino's Brew Pub, presenting The Picture Show each Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Admission is free. Learn more at vinosbrewpub.com. Vino's Picture Show, tonight at 7:30.
This is listener-supported public radio, KUAR, FM 89. Right now in Little Rock, we have rain and 42 degrees. It's 5:30.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Elizabeth Strout has lived most of her adult life in New York.
Her book, The Burgess Boys, marks the first time she has set a novel there.
There were always lights on in different windows here, each light like a gentle touch on his shoulder saying, "Whatever is happening, Bob Burgess, you are never alone."
But first news.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jamie McIntyre. Secretary of State John Kerry says North Korean rhetoric is unacceptable. Kerry, speaking in Washington, says the amount of hostile language from North Korea recently has been extraordinary and that it should have no doubt the U.S. will fulfill its treaty obligations to allies in the region.
Several sites are said to have experienced outages, though mainly just for a few minutes. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
A week before the Senate begins debate on gun control legislation, the National Rifle Association is recommending schools across the nation train and arm at least one staff member. The NRA-sponsored study was headed by former Congressman Asa Hutchinson.
The presence of an armed security or personnel in a school adds a layer of security and diminishes response time that is beneficial to the overall security.
The American Federation of Teachers is denouncing the proposal, calling it a cruel hoax that won't protect children in schools. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from T. Rowe Price, presenting T. Rowe Price Connections, an online series exploring emerging opportunities from Africa to robotics.
At 5:32, we have rain and 42 degrees. Good afternoon. I'm Michael Heppelin, KUAR News. A state investigation is underway looking into the cause and impact of last weekend's rupture of an oil pipeline. Tens of thousands of gallons of heavy crude spilled in a residential area from the ExxonMobil pipeline. Attorney General Dustin McDaniel says tomorrow investigators from his office will visit the site in Mayflower.
Well, if things go right, you don't have thousands of barrels of oil in people's yards, and so something went wrong, and we want to ensure that the rights and remedies of the state and our citizens are preserved.
McDaniel says the incident has damaged private property and Arkansas's natural resources. His office is instructing ExxonMobil to preserve all documents related to the oil spill. Meanwhile, opponents of the Keystone Pipeline, which is under consideration in Washington, are using the Mayflower oil spill as a reason to stop the project. Republican Congressman Tim Griffin argues, though, it's important to understand what happened and learn from it.
Try to figure out what went wrong, make sure it doesn't happen again. But the Keystone Pipeline continues to be important for energy independence, continues to be important for jobs.
Congressman Griffin also says studies show pipelines are the safest way to move oil. Arkansas finance officials say the state's revenues in March dipped below last year's figures and below their expectations as tax collections lagged and income tax refunds rebounded. Economist John Shelnut is with the State Department of Finance and Administration.
March revenue collections came in below forecast by $15.1 million or 4.2% below forecast, and also below forecast for gross general revenue, which is collections, by $11 million or 2.1%. The main story this month came from the catch-up of refunds paid out in individual income tax filings.
Individual income tax refunds in March, which lagged in January and February, were $10 million above the same month last year and about $5.5 million above forecast. The FM 89 forecast, showers are likely through Thursday, low tonight of 40. Right now in Little Rock, we have rain and 42 degrees.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Today, President Obama announced a new $100 million initiative to map the human brain.